On this last day of February, our scriptures present us today with some tremendous scenes. This gospel, the transfiguration of Christ, it's a last vision of sorts, a moment of Jesus in his glory, triumphant, powerful. We hear the voice of God. And yet, this scene is not the last scene. This is Mount Tabor, not Mount Calvary. It's the transfiguration, not the resurrection. And while we end this month today, we are still just in the beginning of the season of Lent. As we begin this second week, we see in today's scripture a clear manifestation, a revelation, and it teaches us what this Lent is all about. Our own relationship with the Lord and his relationship with each one of us. Last week, as we began Lent, we began this journey with the ark and with Noah, the animals. We began with Jesus being driven to the desert to be with the wild beasts. These were images that we could imagine, things that we're familiar with. But this week, the images are much more stark. In the first reading, Isaac and his father climb Mount Moriah all by themselves. And although not in the first reading in the verses that were read, there's a tremendous line as Abraham is taking his son up with the wood on his shoulders, with the objects needed to make a sacrifice, knives and fire. The son says to the father, "Father, we have the fire, we have the wood. Where's the sheep for the Holocaust?" That's very stark, right? Because we know what's happening here. Just as stark is this scene on Mount Tabor, where in the end, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. These are stark, sobering images. And into these images, through these images and scenes, we see what the work of God is all about. It's not about sheep. It's not about the glory of Elijah and Moses. It's about you and I, you and me. It's the transfiguration, the transformation that God wants to make in us. You see, he's in the business of recreating, but his recreating never involves a reset. I think we've heard that word a lot. I think it's being used after this election period. You know, just reset. And as much as my heart resonates with that, God never resets. I remember as a boy playing Atari. Anyone remember Atari? Big John remembers. And I love pressing the reset button on Pac-Man, you know, especially if I messed up. Or, you know, Donkey Kong, just reset, let's just start over. That's not in God's language. What's the language? What's the work of God? Reclaiming, redeeming, reforming, refining. And there's a big difference in that work. You see, sometimes it is easier to start anew, to tear down and then to build up. But when it comes to human beings, there's no such thing. Because the human being is not a project. We are persons. And that work of refining, of redeeming, of reforming persons is what God does. And what this season is all about, Him in us, His work in us. Despite all of the lies and the lunacy of our modern day world, all this wokeism, I think there is a call to wake up. And the second week of Lent in these scriptures, I mean, if this doesn't wake you up, you know, I don't know what will. Abraham sacrificing Isaac. God revealing His glory. And what are we to wake up to? My friends, we are to wake up to the fact that each and every one of us is so dearly loved by God. That each and every one of us is incredibly precious to Almighty God. That we are not projects or problems, no matter how many projects are going on in my life, no matter how many problems I have, but we are persons. And look at that word, per son, per meaning through the Son, through Jesus, we are redeemed. Through Jesus, we are made new. Through God's great love for us, beautiful things, new things happen. We are loved by God. And it is through the love of God in His Son that that redeeming work is made manifest. So what does this mean? It means the work of Lent, the work of our redemption, of our reforming, involves us, and we have to sacrifice all that is in us that is not of Him. We have to get rid of anything that is not of God in our relationship with one another, in our relationship with ourselves, in our relationship with God. There's a real conversion. So, where there's fear, there needs to be trust. Where there is a closedness or a defensiveness, there needs to be an openness or docility. Wherever we are now, we are called to move where God is. The spiritual writer Henry Nouwen sums it up as, in our relationship with others, we move from hostility to hospitality. In our relationship with God, we move from the world of illusion to authentic prayer. And in our relationship with ourselves, we move from the loneliness to true solitude. My friends, this is the movement of love. This week, as we begin the second week of Lent, and we see all of these scriptures moving up mountains, Mount Moriah, Mount Tabor, you and I are called to move. And let us recognize the people, places, and things with whom we move. Isaac had Abraham. Jesus didn't take all the apostles up that mountain. Only His closest, Peter, James, and John. Who do you move with? Who are your friends who inspire trust? And thank God for them. And do not be afraid to allow God move you closer to him. There's no more ark. There's just us. And our steps this week, our decisions, our choice to love or not to love will make all the difference. Lord, as you moved Abraham and Isaac up that mountain, and Peter, James, John, and Jesus down that mountain, move us so that we may be transfigured and transformed by your power and your glory.